You're a dork.
All right, Rockstar Media, podcast one.
Podcast. Woo!
What's up, you fuckers? I've been listening to way too much of and the girl lately. I find myself when I listen to, like, when I watch The Sopranos especially, I end up swearing a lot. Have you seen The Sopranos?
No, I haven't, but oh. I imagine.
Well, like, fuck is every other word out of his mouth.
Of course
they're gangsters. And I'm assuming we're going to have explicit on the podcast.
No, we're not going to fucking have fucking explicit.
Yeah. So, like, you know, I start saying things like Goomba and stuff like that. So listening to Keith and the girl, it's just like every other word out of his mouth is fuck. So now, of course, every other word out of my mouth is fuck as well.
Sure, because it's the ultimate word.
It is the ultimate word, but
just so everybody out there knows, right now Dan has a lapel mic clipped to his leg. So when he turns away from the microphone, you can't hear him. It's because he's no longer speaking into his knee.
Hopefully, if we get some donations, we'll get some equipment.
Ooh,
equipment. Yeah.
This was like setting up for a damn movie shoot.
Yeah.
Sound and check this and check that.
It's a pain in the ass.
What are you doing?
So I'm turning on my PSP. I got the new, well, we'll talk about that later.
Well, that's our list.
This is our list of the shit that we're going to talk about.
I'm really
today.
Not touching your leg. I'm just.
Yeah. Uh-huh. You like it. There, don't you?
Ooh.
Yeah.
Monkey. Adjusting the microphone, okay.
So, the first item I have on the list is the 10th planet has been named Xena.
Oh, yeah.
What do you think about that?
I think that's weird that scientists would decide to go after Xena as name of a planet, but hey, she's a hot baby.
Yeah, is that like something from mythology? I assume that Xena, the character, was named after something from mythology and not.
I don't think so.
No?
I think she's just a.
So they've named it after.
An Amazon woman, yes.
An Amazon woman. Didn't she lose her top when she was doing the national anthem?
The national anthem, that's right. Yeah. Lucy Lawless.
So anyway, they're sort of in a debate now. I think they found this thing a while ago, and it was just a large member of the Oort cloud.
Right.
And they were debating whether it was an actual planet or not.
Yes.
And I think that it doesn't really matter.
No, it doesn't, because it's not like we're ever going to get there anytime in the near future.
Yeah, set up fucking condos or...
Yeah, there's planets all over the place.
I have a beach house on Xena.
Right. It'd only take you 2 billion years to get there.
Well, you know, by the time I get there. What's up?
The wife let the dogs in. Here they come.
Who let the dogs in?
It's a dog Holy show. Crap. It's a dog show.
Holy crap, dude. That's crazy. Okay. So...
There's a little bit of excitement for our listeners. That's what you get when you listen to the Rockstar Media podcast.
That's right. So, have you been checking out podcasts lately?
I have, actually. I've been listening to All Games Considered, which, if anybody knows.
I haven't found that one.
Anybody who's from Michigan knows, and maybe they have this other places, but NPR has a show called All Things Considered. So they kind of stole that, but it's about all things gamey, and they talk about some...
Like video games?
No,
or
well,
RPG?
Kind of everything, but
pen
focused,
and paper games.
Focused on pen and paper games.
Excellent.
And I also listened to another episode of Geeks On today.
Geeks On is a good one.
Those guys are funny. They had
after the Star Wars Episode 3 thing.
Yes. Well, the one I just
listened
to... That's
what I got. That's how I got drawn into them.
And the one I listened to today was actually, I think, an older episode where they were talking about Star Trek.
Yes.
And they had a read-off where they had a situation
the last Enterprise episode.
Where they were in space, and this was the conditions, and you're in a small area.
Yes, that was
asteroid.
A clever idea.
And these guys each wrote something, because they're a bunch of writers from
LA. How they get out of it.
And it was funny as hell.
Yes.
Funny
the names
as,
they had for everything.
Yeah, pulling quirks and shit out of their ass and figuring out how they work into this. And one of the guys talked about the guy who was in the situation. They saw some guy's name Johnson, and he was walking around with an immense erection because of some crystals used.
Yeah.
In that. Anyway, very funny.
You know, I think that because I've been listening to I listen to Dig Nation regularly. I listen to Twit regularly and Geeks On. And one of the things that kind of irritates me, actually. I don't know. I like all the guys on there, but it seems like they're all industry something. They know some writer for something, or like Kevin Rose, you know, he used to work at Area 51, or so he said on his iPod and or his podcast, and it's just like, I don't know, I'm a guy that lives in Grand Rapids, Michigan, and none of that shit's got anything. It's I don't feel like I'm talking to somebody like me or somebody they're somebody like me.
Right.
They're on the inside of the industry, which is cool, but it doesn't necessarily give you a good perspective on what things matter to me. I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about anymore.
Yeah, you don't.
I've been rambling too much.
All right, next topic.
Let's go to the next topic. Driven to distraction by technology.
Oh.
And
hold on, hang on. Say that. Sorry, I was distracted.
Yeah. It was an article that caught my eye on Slashdot, actually, and essentially what they say is that this article anyway.
Sorry, folks, I'm going to move the microphone again here.
There we go. This article anyway is talking about the fact that it usually takes a person about 5 minutes to get focused onto a task.
Oh, yeah.
And that the typical cubicle employee is interrupted every 3 minutes.
Yep. That sounds about right.
So they can never get focused and they can never get anything accomplished. And I don't know about you, but that's pretty typical for me.
Well, I have a great solution for the not focusing problem at work. Just forget about focusing altogether. Surf the web all day long, and
yeah, I do that
everything is much.
I mean, I don't do that if my boss listens to this.
Right.
Actually, what's worked well for me is headphones.
Yes.
But you can't do the earbud things. Because nobody sees them. You got to get some of those big honking.
Not only that, you feel like you get a
headphones.
Big ball of wax stuck right in your ear.
Yeah, and they start to hurt after a while. But yeah, if you get those 70s headphones, you know, with the curly Q cord and shit
like
that.
And the neon that says,
stop bothering me. Yeah, gets pretty annoying. So anyway, I thought that was pretty interesting. It's up on Slashdot. I don't know what the next one is because.
Because your PSP went all to hell.
No,
took a
dude,
dookie.
It's doing its thing. It's your router. It's your wireless router.
What the?
No, it's got to get back to where it was.
Welcome
so
to Slashdot.
So this is pretty sweet, dude. Check it out.
Damn. So we're checking out the new 2.0 Japanese-only update to the PSP. And, of course, Dan nor myself are Japanese, but Dan has it anyway.
I had to do it. You know, the downside of doing it is... oh, there it goes. Okay. Well, we'll talk about that later because we got a whole video. We sort of got a gaming section down here.
All right.
Anyway, the next one is 125-mile Wi-Fi connection. That was – I don't know if you read about that or not.
I did read it. I read that article.
Unamplified Wi-Fi connection over 125 miles. Now,
yeah.
I guess my biggest question – obviously, you have to have line of sight. But you start to ask yourself, who cares? I mean, if you saw the article, it's this absolute. It's like a one of those old satellite dish antennas.
The thing was huge.
Right.
Yeah, I saw the picture.
So it's not like I'm really all that concerned about a guy sitting down at the end of my block with a giant fucking satellite dish on his car tapping into my Wi-Fi. Not a big deal.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm glad we brought that up.
Right. Well, I'm gonna take that on a tangent because.
Okay.
What's much more impressive than a big fucking satellite that probably costs a couple $100,000 and you got to have a whole yard all that stuff is the plans you can find on the internet. Any search, it's a Pringles can, a pigtail.
Oh, the Pringles can.
And you stick that on your roof.
The cantenna.
Yes.
The cantenna.
See, now that's impressive because, you know,
yeah,
sometimes you want to be able to share your connection with your neighbors and that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Not that I'd do that because that'd be highly illegal, but if I wanted to, for example, send it to my best friend who lives a block away from me.
I think that is legal, actually.
Is it?
Yeah, because as long as your ISP is serving out a single IP address to your router,
right,
and then your router is splitting it between multiple computers, your ISP doesn't care.
Good point.
Because they're giving you the same bandwidth they would have anyway. And you're not sucking up any more of their IPs, so what do they care? Fuck them anyway.
Right.
I pay them too much money. 70 bucks?
60 bucks a month.
60 bucks a month for high speed. What's up with that?
And this is great. We get Comcast, for anybody who's interested and wants to know what the hell we're talking about over here. The only choice that I have in the city of Grand Rapids is Comcast. I was paying $1.50 more to have just a cable connection, cable for my computer, no cable TV whatsoever.
Now, you had DSL for a while.
No, oh yeah, but that was at the old house in Ada.
Oh, that's right.
So since I moved to the city, all right, so Then we didn't have cable TV. I got a cable TV package, and now I'm paying $1.50 less for both cable TV and my cable modem, whereas before, with just the cable modem, it was $1.50 more. I don't know how that works, but...
It seems like they should give you some sort of deal.
You would think. They're giving deals all the time.
You know, but the key is they don't care.
Right.
Because they're the only business.
They'll give a deal to you if you've never been a subscriber before.
That's why I'm a big supporter of sharing with my neighbors.
Yes.
Fuck them.
That's right. That's right.
Just don't download a bunch of, like, kiddie porn and shit like that.
Damn it.
Because that would suck.
Right.
That would suck.
Yeah.
Actually, there was a court case not too long ago where...
Ooh, that's a good point. I didn't think about that.
Yeah, dude. It was a court case where somebody downloaded a bunch of, like, kiddie porn or illegal something or other.
Right.
And this dude was like, hey, I've got an open wireless network. It could have fucking been anybody. Mm-hmm. And they were like, we don't care. The router was in your house.
Right.
It went through your pipe.
You're the captain of the ship.
Burn!
Buddy. You go down with the ship.
Yeah, so it burned him. So I've been thinking about encrypting my wireless network, but I just don't care that
well,
much.
Well, I mean, think
of the hell is going to be sitting out in front of my house.
My wireless network, literally, if you were not standing on my front porch or in my backyard with my two big dogs, you're not going to get anything.
Well, unless you have a Pringles can.
Yeah, but you got to have one on both ends. I'd have
to
project mine out. You can't just pick it up.
That.
Yeah, you got to push the signal out.
Oh, all right. All right. So no Pringles can for the houses.
All right.
Next one. The new Microsoft OS Vista.
Ugh.
Well, first of all, what do you think of the name? Vista?
Don't get me started on this whole Microsoft bullshit.
Come on.
I blogged this for anybody who's interested. Sterlinghybeck.org. There's a whole blog on the Microsoft Vista and this whole operating system scam they got going on.
I think so, too.
I mean,
what do you think of the name, Vista? See, now, like, the first thing it makes me think of is the Vista Cruiser from that 70s show. It
makes me think of Alta Vista, the search engine.
Oh, there you go.
Ooh.
I wonder if they could sue.
I don't know. One of the new features for the new Microsoft operating system is going to be enhanced search capability.
Well, this is my whole thing with operating systems, period, is that I think there have been, as far as Microsoft is concerned, I think that there have been three operating systems, DOS, Windows 3.1, and Windows 95, because I think that you could give a copy of 95 to most users, tell them it was a copy of Vista, and they wouldn't know the fucking difference.
Oh, it's true.
It's all back-end stuff. And, you know, like, I downloaded it from MSDN. I got the new beta 2, and I was like, hoo-hoo, because I'm the dork that has to get everything that's new.
That's just true, too.
Just to get everything that's new. First of all, it wouldn't load in virtual PC.
Right.
Which I was pissed about. Another, a buddy of mine got it loaded in virtual PC, so I'm going to try it again. But anyway, I said, he got it loaded up, and he was like, I asked him what it was like, and he's like, eh. It's
right.
Just like XP, except it's got...
You have a mouse and a cursor, and you move it around, you click things.
You've got... Oh, did you hear they took away the My?
What the hell is My?
My Documents doesn't exist anymore. It's Documents.
Oh, my God.
There's no My Computer. It's Computer.
Okay.
That's their big fucking upgrade for Vista, right? And I'm guessing they've probably incorporated all the stuff from SP2 in it as well. And
you know what else they added? Security. Secure files.
Well,
can you believe it?
Secure individual files.
One of the new features is secure data.
Well, you know you can do that in XP.
Yeah, you know you can do it in Linux.
Yeah.
And you have been able to since inception. Yeah. And they finally decided that they're going to have separate user desktops or user environments where the users have their own set of data and they can't touch anything else.
Right.
Linux.
Well, and
I mean,
you
that's
know,
what these guys
when
are doing.
When does that happen?
When
does that happen? I know we've got 300 people at my work. They all have different computers.
Right.
No one, rarely do you get one person logging. You get two people logging into one machine.
Right.
It just doesn't happen that often. So it's just like, I don't know. I mean, they're making a big publicity thing out of it, and it's all a big deal, and I just don't think – I mean, you open up Word, it's going to look the same. I think 90% of the people out there use Word, email, and the internet.
Yep.
So, we'll see about IE7.
This is the
deal.
See
if it handles CSS.
And this is what Microsoft's doing. They want people to pay for yet another operating system upgrade. You know, XP came out in 2001. And they were supposed to push this new Vista thing in 2004, right? That's when it's supposed to launch.
Mm-hmm.
3 years between a whole new operating system where you know there's going to be – they move everything around again. I bet you the control panels are in a different spot. I bet you how you customize the desktop is in a different spot. They moved all that shit around again. So who else is going to suffer for this? Any of your Microsoft certified professionals.
Right.
Oh, we got to take all new tests. Now you got to be certified in Vista and XP.
There's another $100 or $1,000 to get certified and then training.
It's bullshit.
And you know what? You're going to go to training for Microsoft Vista, and it's going to have the same fucking stuff as Microsoft XP, except they're going to go, instead of clicking here to get to the control panel, you click here to get to the control panel.
So that way you can flunk the test the first few times because you were thinking it was XP, and you got to pay that fucking $100 again so you can pass it the second time you
That's
take
right.
it.
That's right.
It's crap.
So Microsoft Vista, bunch of bullshit. Just do SP2 and you're good to go.
Yeah. Or Linux if you can hack it.
Or Linux if you
can. Because that's where they're going anyway.
Like with Linux, for example, right? You get a copy of Linux on your machine. If you're not doing – I think the biggest shortfall of Linux, in all honesty, is video editing. I think if you had a
– Games in general.
And games.
Games in general. Yeah. I mean if you want to do straight up – if you want to type shit, if you want to surf the internet and that's
email
it, right.
Email, internet surfing.
No reason not
to
do
it. You're good to go. We'll get onto Linux another time.
All right.
As soon as something new comes out, I guess.
Right.
Free games. I got to hit the link, and it's going to take forever.
Yeah.
Oh, here we go.
Look how fast my connection is.
Look at that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So, anyway, there's a site out there called Liberated Games, and you can...
Is that liberatedgames.com?
It's liberated. I don't know what it is. We got a link on our website, so go up to our website and find it.
Screw you guys.
Yeah, screw you guys. Anyway, they have all these old games that people sort of gave up as not open source, but freely available. They're just publicly and they're free.
Right.
And you have stuff like Descent 2, Doom 2, Duke Nukem 3D. Free Space.
Did I see they had Marathon on there too?
Marathon.
Am I wrong about that? Maybe I'm thinking
Marathon.
Descent.
Marathon 2. Quake 1 and 2. Spear of Destiny.
Spear of Destiny is good. They also have Arena.
What is Spear of Destiny? I just
Spear of Destiny
said it.
Is.
I don't know what it was.
Spear of Destiny is the. Shit. The Wolfenstein. Isn't that Wolfenstein? It's one of the Wolfenstein Spear of Destiny. I believe that's correct.
Alien vs. Predator. Great.
You guys can call our 1-800 number because we're live right now and you can correct us.
The beauty of the internet.
Don't try to call because we don't have a number.
You can try and call.
Well, yeah. Maybe we should set up a 1-800 number and let these people call. You guys would call
us. We'd have to schedule the show and like have.
No, we wouldn't have to be live. It'd just be an answering machine that says you're a sucker. We're not even live. What are you doing calling us for?
We can do that. That'd be sweet.
We need donations to set up.
So you can send us email though.
You guys send us donations so we can set up.
I want to actually. I think it would be cool. Okay, anybody listening to this has to send us an email, like an email that says I'm listening. An email. It doesn't even have to have a subject in it. I am just curious to see if anybody will, one, download it, two, actually get this far in the podcast.
I'll be surprised if they get this far, but they may download it.
They may download it and be like, ooh, that's got a cool name.
Because
now there's – this is the other thing about the podcasting thing, right, is I'm late for everything, right?
Yep.
Like all the cool shit on the internet happens, and just when it gets popular, I'm like, oh, that's cool.
Right.
So as soon as iTunes started carrying podcasts, I'm like, oh, that's cool. We should do a podcast. So, I don't know. There's like 5,000 of them now, and probably by and this was a week ago that iTunes started carrying podcasts. Now, I had heard about podcasts before, but I didn't really know what they were, and I didn't have much interest in them.
Right.
So I figured, hey, let's get into it, and... by the time this gets on iTunes, there's probably going to be 50,000, and I can't imagine anybody will bother to listen to it.
Sweet.
Us.
Well, that's right. They'll
whatever.
Rank that right up there with the people who don't bother to go to our website.
That's right.
www.rocksormedia.com.
Now, are people dropping the www?
I don't know.
I mean, like...
You don't really need it. You can just say rocksormedia.com.
And it'll take you there because the HTTP does that.
For yes.
Me. Yeah. So
technology's smart.
Although we do have cereal.rocksormedia.com for our Breakfast of Champions.
Program. Right.
So anyway, that's a little plug for you. So I think that's all the tech stuff I had. Did you have anything you wanted to mention?
No, you hit on some of the stuff that I really wanted to talk about the Vista, just so I can express my disdain.
For Microsoft.
Yeah, even though I'm forced to use their
product. Oh, no, but we love Microsoft. Oh, this is going to be on iTunes, so that's Apple. We love Apples.
Oh, which is the one more thing.
Yeah.
Probably people know about this because, as Dan stated, he's always late for shit. I'm always late for shit. But Bill Gates apparently wants to get some big motion going to get the podcast name changed to Blogcasting.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And apparently a lot of people already call this Blogcasting because it's so similar to a blog. It's like an audio blog.
It's an audio blog. That's essentially where it came
right.
from.
Right. But he doesn't like, of course, that it has an association with the iPod, which apparently it doesn't. Apparently it has nothing to do with the iPod. I thought it got started by people
downloading
recording stuff
to their iPod.
Their iPods, listen to it or some sort
I thought that's why podcast got named.
As far as I know, pod just refers to some sort of small contained unit, and they call it a podcast.
Unit.
You said unit.
Yeah, I don't know. I went out and bought an iPod so I could listen to the podcast.
I know. You're a techno slut. You got
well,
one of everything.
Well, and, you know, I couldn't buy any of the other crap because they're called podcasts.
Right.
So you have to listen to them on your iPod.
Of course you do.
Right. Oh, I went into the new Apple store in the mall. Have you been in there?
Yeah, that place rocks.
Wow, dude, it's very shiny.
I want one of those big, big monitors. It's like you walk into a clean room.
Yeah,
you know
it really
I mean?
Makes you want to buy an Apple. You're like, wow, these things are sweet.
Yeah.
Have I used one? Mm-hmm. Have I seen one working? No. I want to buy one because it's cool in there.
Yeah.
So it
they
works.
They look...
It works.
They look great.
And the widescreens. We got a new widescreen HP and it worked. Laptop. It's nice.
Nice. All right.
Enough about us. Our topics have a tendency to be rather eclectic.
This is our first attempt, so yeah, we figured we'd just throw the whole mess into a pot.
And we don't really care because we're the only ones that are going to listen to this.
Right. So
the next thing I have is movie stuff. I just saw Constantine. Did you see that?
I did not see it. How was it?
You know, it's funny because when I rented it, I was like, this is going to be dog crap. But I wanted to see it because I was curious. I do that all the time. And I'm not a big Keanu Reeves fan. It seems like every character is the same.
Whoa.
Ever since Point Break.
Whoa.
Yeah. So it was actually pretty good.
Was it?
I was surprised. I was like, yeah, that's... I got into it. And like I say, I'm still not a big... It's not like I was like, oh, Keanu Reeves, you get an Emmy for this. No. it's pretty much Bill fights evil.
Nice.
Or is he Ted?
I think he's Ted.
Whoa, Bill. Whoa, Ted.
I can never tell.
I think he's Ted. I think you're right.
I think he's Ted.
So Ted fights evil. But it was pretty good. It was, you know, it's not going to win any awards or anything. But
I enjoy all the new things. Because he's based on a comic book, right?
Constantine
is a comic book.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yes.
Lots of comic books.
I forget the publisher. Yeah, comic books now, they're great. Because
coming out.
Because of the nature of all the cool tech stuff they can do in movies now.
You know,
they can really pull it off.
Who is it? Ghost Rider.
Yeah.
Ghost Rider's coming out. That
Nick
looks
Cage.
Cool.
Nick Cage.
Nick Cage is going to be Ghost
He's
Rider.
He's Ghost Rider.
Oh, we have to talk about Transporter 2.
The Transporter 2. I didn't watch
Did you
the preview.
See
I saw
oh,
you sent the link.
Dude. That looks like a sweet movie.
Really?
I don't know. The previews are very deceptive because
they show you all the good parts.
They put all the good parts in there, and it's. I have heard that actually some filmmakers make scenes that aren't included in the movie. They make them specifically for the trailer
all the time,
which is bullshit.
All the time.
I call bullshit.
bullshit. In fact, what was the last movie I just saw? Crap. Of course, I can't remember. But they showed stuff. And I think actually the last movie I saw was
Batman.
It was Batman. And they had stuff in the preview that was not in the movie.
See, and we talk about Batman, but fucking, we're late again.
Right.
And it's pointless.
Batman. Batman's been around for what,
Download Cinecast. Great. Cinecast. It's a good podcast. All about movies and shit.
Oh, crap.
Yeah.
Okay.
Try Cinecast.
That's the hardest thing about podcasts.
I know.
How do you get it? What keywords
a good one?
Do you type in for what? I mean, I don't even
Well, I go to Odeo, and I go to Podcast Alley, and iTunes, and I just look at the top 20 or 30. Fucked up thing about that is that you can get a new one like us that's fucking the bomb, and
Do y'all catch
what?
That?
And guess
Listen
what?
Listen to us, because we're the bomb.
The bomb, baby! But obviously it's not going to be in the top 10 for like a couple of weeks.
Right. Till we get that 50,000 listener mark.
Till we get that, yeah, exactly. And our and the server crashes. I don't know what the hell's going to happen with the server if people start downloading.
That's not our problem.
It is if it costs money for more bandwidth.
We just want to talk about that. All right, let's move on. We keep talking about podcasts.
So download the podcast, but don't download Tune. No, never mind.
Right.
Yeah, so everybody's talked way too much about Batman. Oh, I thought of something the other day. I don't know if this should be in the movie-making category or the movie category, but my wife is totally, totally into Twilight Zone.
I saw you had that down there. It's been a long time.
Yeah, and we watch it fairly regularly. It's one of those where if nothing's on TV, we usually end up putting in a Twilight Zone.
Hmm.
And if you want to get a good example of I can't think of the word.
Use your big boy words.
The directing in a lot of those Twilight Zones are really phenomenal. I mean, they are very typical of your. You see a lot of the techniques used now in modern movies that were used back then.
Yep.
And I think Twilight Zone is one of those TV shows that was the original genre. And they're the guys that invented those kinds of camera angles and invented that kind of suspense.
Sure. Well, the Twilight Zone was a perfect opportunity for people to experiment.
Yeah.
And that whole, the whole concept behind it was, let's experiment with just a bunch of weird shit.
Yeah.
Which means, you know, weird shit goes hand in hand with weird camera angles. And
yeah, and it's just a great way to see examples of really good directing. And, I mean, you know, it's hit and miss. I think the vast majority of them were directed by, who's the guy that did them?
That guy.
Damn it.
I don't remember his name.
Hang on.
More surfing. This is the tech portion.
Look at that.
Of the tech
break.
That's
pretty fast, dude.
Tech break in this portion of our show.
So we can cut this shit out, too.
Well, that'd be no fun. They'll miss the good parts.
Rod Serling.
Rod Serling.
Now that it's come to me, I can't go back.
I should know that.
So I think most of them were directed by Rod Serling. Oh, Constantine. So you can't be guaranteed. It's kind of hit or miss. But they're really good. They're really quite good. So anyway... That's my little...
Yeah, they tried to revive that whole genre with the Amazing Stories.
Well, and they're doing the new Twilight Zones now.
Oh.
Which totally fucking suck.
I bet.
They're horrible.
What is up with remakes? Fuck the remakes, people. Make something original. We've seen that before.
Yeah,
if we want to watch the new Twilight Zone, we'll go back and watch the old ones because they're good. We know they're good. We'll watch them. You don't need to make them again.
It's rough.
I know.
All right.
Oh, you're talking about your...
Yeah.
Never mind.
Yeah. But the new Twilight Zones are terrible. They're awful. They're almost unwatchable. Especially if you're a fan of the old ones. Sorry.
All right. Next topic.
Next topic. Movie making stuff. We make these cheesy little movies. Actually, we film them and then don't find time to edit them often.
That's pretty much the way we're... Actually, we've done a pretty good job of editing them. We have.
You did a version of The Stranger that I still have to edit a version.
They're all very, very short. And I messed up the sound on there. We were doing a sound test. But
that was rough.
I noticed
it's rough trying to make a movie like with essentially the shit in your trunk.
Right.
I mean, that's pretty much where we're at. It's like, what do we got in the closet that fucking records sound?
Right.
Yeah. So, and that's what we're doing this on. So
yeah, only this sound in here is probably going to be better than the sound we got from the last run we
probably.
Did. But we figured some things out
about
microphones and how much cable we need if we're not using wireless microphones and how to properly shut a cable in a door so you can't see it.
So actually, I think the moral of that story is that if you're interested in making movies and just making shorts for fun, then go out and do it.
Right.
Don't get all panicky about... Got to do it right, got to get a bunch of equipment, got to do this, got to do that, got to have the perfect story. Just fucking go out and do it.
Yeah.
Have fun, enjoy it, and
use
play
the
with
shit
it.
In your trunk.
And use the shit in your trunk.
And someday, if you make it bigger or have some more money, you can buy some
new
shit
for
your trunk.
For this, we're using a $20 lav mic from Radio Shack.
Yeah, Radio Shack.
Fuck it.
But I noticed you had on here, the reason that we brought this up is because you had the 2x4.
Yeah, because you had that, you went to that seminar with,
I went to a seminar with Bruce Campbell.
Fucking Ash.
With Bruce, don't call me Ash Campbell.
Was it good Ash or bad Ash?
He was mediocre Ash.
No, was
it? Yeah, he wanted to be good, but he had bad things to say about certain people, especially Hollywood. He likes to rip on Hollywood, which I found quite entertaining.
I wonder why he's not in the fucking new Batman movie.
Oh, I mean, I don't really wonder why. Very good guy, a very good writer. And what he was doing was promoting his film, The Man with the Screaming Brain. And he also did a book signing for his book, Make Love, The Bruce Campbell Way, which is actually a fictitious novel about him trying to become an A actor in an A movie, which during the course of the book you discover that the A movie starts to become a B movie, and they try to blame it on Bruce. Very fun read. It's a fun read, and he does a little of his own diatribe throughout the whole thing, but each chapter actually in the end has some sort of a moral that applies to life, or something about life that actually, if you really think about it, is true. You know, he talks about life. He hits on marriage. He hits on, work. He hits on just all sorts of life things. Very interesting, because you figure it'd just all be comical.
Right.
And it was comical, too. Anyhow, in the book, the point that I was trying to make before I got totally lost here was that he talked about a shaky cam, and I did this look on the internet about a shaky cam, and a lot of people on the internet call the shaky cam when you shake your camera or try to.
Yeah. I've got a diatribe. I've got a complaint that I need to make right now.
All right.
Is anybody listening to this that's making fucking TV shows, stop with the damn shaky cam?
Yes.
It's driving me crazy.
It's making me
puke. I was
puke.
So looking forward to the new Battlestar Galactica on Sci-Fi.
Heard
right? I was like, ooh, sweet. I love the old show. You know, I didn't care if it was as good as the old show or not. I didn't really care. I just thought, you know, this might be a new Babylon 5 or something, because I love Babylon 5. And it's shaky cam through the whole damn thing. I can't, it's unwatchable. It's like, this is not a cop drama. This is a damn sci-fi show. Get a fucking tripod.
Right. Yep.
Why is it so difficult to get a tripod and just film it with tripods and steadicams, like they do every other show?
Right. If you want to throw some shakiness in there every once in a while, okay.
Add some drama.
Right.
And, you know, they say that in all the books I've read and stuff is that your camera should be another character in the movie.
Okay.
Right? This does not include fucking shaky cam
right.
stuff.
I know I don't walk around shaking my head back and forth whenever I'm doing anything.
Right. It's terribly – I totally can't focus. Yeah. So anyway, Battlestar Galactica people, because they're listening, stop with the shaky cam.
Yeah, stop with the shaky cam.
Yeah.
Well, let's talk about the real shaky cam.
Okay.
Which is not when you hold your camera and shake it and make it look all newsy, blah, 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 blah.
Is that the shake from the bottom of the bag?
That's the shake from the bottom of the bag. The real shaky cam, I don't know what the hell you're talking about, but the real shaky cam is the way Bruce describes it. You take a 2x4, you get a guy on each end of the 2x4, which means you basically have independent suspension. I'm making hand gestures here, and if this were a movie, you'd be able to see what I'm doing.
Right, he's moving his hands up and down. Yeah.
Independent suspension.
Like you're driving a big rig.
So we have independent suspension on each side. You mount a screw in the middle that you hook your camera to. So now what you have is a guy on each side that can lift his end of the camera up, and you can follow people
like over cars
through
and shit.
Crowds, over cars, over planters,
awesome.
Over anything. You get a stable camera, none of that shaky crap.
You can have somebody walking behind with a monitor even.
Right.
Yeah.
Yep. So anyhow, that's the shaky cam. 2x4 with a screw through the middle, put a guy on either side, put the camera in the middle, and use that to follow your actor.
So if you have a 2x4 in the back of your trunk.
Yep.
Bam.
2x4 and a screw that fits in your camera. That's it. What is that going to cost? Like
$2? We're going to try that.
Yeah. In fact, we're going to overuse that so much you people think we're making Evil Dead 5.
That's right. 5? There are only 3.
They may be working on 4.
Ah.
I don't want to steal their thunder.
Right. We'll make the prequel to the first one.
Right.
Yeah. Him, the father, doing the archaeology shit.
Yes.
So anyway, that's our movie making tip for the day. We'll have more of those. I like those.
I like those too.
Those are my favorites. We got this the Steadicam arm breaker.
And you can find more tips at RoxorMedia.com.
Roxor.
Plug.
That's RoxorMedia.com. Okay, we're on to RPG stuff. We're We're pretty hardcore geeks, so
we are.
Magic the Gathering 9th edition is coming out pretty soon.
Bullshit. I call bullshit.
Why?
Because it's ridiculous. They came out with the 8th edition like 2 years ago. Why a 9th edition already? So they can revamp the rules, make people buy new cards so they can do the tournaments and make more money. Money, 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 money. Bullshit. I call bullshit.
Really?
Yes.
All right. Well, I haven't fucking bought anything since, Mirage.
Yeah, I know. I've seen your decks.
Yeah.
They're horrible.
Oh, dude, I made 2 more decks. I am going to fucking put the hurt on you, son.
Whatever.
Great. I got a green deck and a white. My white deck needs
all
a
all I need is my zombie deck against anything you've
no way.
Got.
I've got a Brassman deck.
I don't care.
They're sweet. They're totally unblockable. You can't deal with those guys.
All right, well, we'll see how that goes when we throw down next time.
So, I don't really care about edition, 9th edition.
No, if you don't play in tournaments, nobody cares.
I think if you play in tournaments, it's a big deal. And I do think that it's nice. For those people that play in tournaments and for those people that play a lot, it's nice to keep it fresh. It's nice to give them some new cards. The 9th edition fucking blue land, or the islands, I don't care if the picture's different.
Right.
Who cares?
Right.
But I think the new cards that get included in the new editions are cool. They're it's like I say, it's a nice way to keep it fresh, you know?
Well, and the one thing I will say that it does when they do new editions is it allows new players to come on board and start on an even ground.
On an even ground.
Because the old players have to take all that old stuff.
Now I've heard that the new cards are a lot more powerful than the old ones.
Possible. I haven't looked into it.
I don't know. One of my big complaints about the whole Magic thing, period, is that the more money you spend, the better you are at it.
Like paintball.
It's like, yeah.
You buy a bigger gun, a bigger, faster gun, they can shoot more rounds faster to keep people's heads down.
I guess that's
going to help.
I guess that's sort of an analogy for war in general.
There you go. If you got more money, you're going to win.
You got bigger guns.
Yeah.
So anyway, 9th edition, Magic. Sweet. We'll mention it. D&D new rules release. There's a new...
Oh, the FAQ.
Yeah, there's a new FAQ up on Wizards for...
That's frequently asked questions for anybody who's not... And
if you're listening to a podcast...
If you're a complete...
And you don't know what a FAQ is...
Yeah. If you're a complete idiot, that's a frequently asked questions.
Yeah.
They just covered some new rules. I grazed through it a little bit. I did too. And it was nothing ground shaking. They did a lot of clarifications for people who have questions.
I don't know, man. I think it's... I think one of the strangest things is when I read some of those questions, it's just like...
You think, how can you be so stupid?
I think to myself, fucking make it up.
Yeah.
How tough is it to just, I've got a 12th level character that got an ion stone that bumped him up a level, but does it bump him up a cleric level, or is it just a level in general, or blah, blah? It's just like,
do you
really need wizards to answer that? Just make it up.
I know. But, these people can't do that.
Although at the same time, if I have a question like that, and it means Tim's the wizard that I play in our campaign, if it means Tim's going to get an extra spell, and you say, no, he's not, I might be tempted to write into Wizards.
Right, because that's the only way you convince me
that's the only way
that
I can get that extra
fag of a wizard you play deserves another level or another spell.
He's going to get a flaming pitchfork
right up his ass is what he's going to get.
I'm telling you, I'm going to ruin the next campaign.
All right, whatever.
I'm going to be like, oh, they're all dead.
By the way, that fact, actually, most of the inclusions in that fact were about weapon sizes. And whether you could wield two-handed weapons if you were medium-sized and it was huge and you wanted to have...
Did they mention the monkey grip in there?
Yeah, they did, and they talked about that a little bit, but it was really for the jackass in your campaign who was going to try to do something so out of control that they had to have a ruling on it because nobody could agree.
Right. Gotta love those guys.
Yeah. So just kill them, make them make a new character that's a Kender with one leg. And then you can have complete control of them. Somebody throws them in a backpack, runs around, and when they need to get away fast, they throw the one-legged Kender at it and
What's
run.
That? You don't need to be faster than the dragon, you just need to be faster than the one-legged Kender?
That's right.
Another D&D item, the Weapons of Legacy book. How new is that?
It's quite new. I don't know if it's actually in stores or not yet. It's actually a very good book.
It looked pretty sweet from what I saw of it.
I was surprised because I thought, oh, okay, it's a bunch of weapons with unique abilities.
Magic,
blah,
right?
Blah, blah, blah,
all like ancient magic cool
the
shit.
The cool thing about this book, though, is each weapon has its own story hook and a small adventure, like a small one-scene adventure that comes with it. So you can take weapon and plug it into your adventure.
Into a story so that they have a storyline that goes along with the weapon.
Yes.
That's really cool.
Which
you should buy that book.
Good idea.
And then make sure the weapon is like a fucking...
A flaming pitchfork of wizard skewering?
Yes, yeah. Yes. No. A flaming pitchfork for wizards to skewer with.
Right.
See? Huh? Tricky language.
Yeah, I think that book could be cool, especially if you don't have a lot of time to come up with things. I know I don't. When I'm a game master, you know, the DM.
Yeah. You just got to throw shit together and
right.
play.
And sometimes it's hard to do that. And this is good for on-the-fly adventure making.
Oh, one of the things I mean, I don't know. I can't remember when we started, do you?
I have no idea.
Okay. I was thinking we could mention the overhead projector thing. Or do you want to save that?
Let's save that for the next time. That would tantalize our
readers.
That's
right. We're going to talk about...
into coming back.
We're going
to
talk about the overhead projector thing.
Next week's episode of Rock
really,
Shore Podcast.
That'll really pull them in.
Yeah. Oh, good Lord.
So, yeah, that looks pretty cool. And we'll do a full review of that when we download the PDF. I mean, when we go out and buy the book.
Yes.
Go out and buy the book.
Well, actually, touching an interesting point. What were they talking about? Oh, one of the other podcasts I listened to talked about PDFs, and we'll talk about this in another issue I'm bringing up, but there was talk of PDFs and how to let people purchase PDFs by releasing them. They talked about a ransom-type pay scheme. Anyway,
really?
I thought that was interesting.
You
Maybe
know,
we'll
I really like the donate pay scheme. I think that works really well. I do it. I don't know if you do it or not, but I donate. I think it's easy for me because I have a PayPal account.
I don't.
And once you have a PayPal account, it's kind of a no-brainer to donate to stuff. And, like, I gave $10 to Twit, and I gave $10 to Dignation. Because I think the biggest thing is I want them to be free.
Right.
And I know that it's – I mean, with those guys, it's not such a big deal because they're in the industry and, you know, they've – I don't know. They're trying to get a radio show. Like Keith and the girl, they're trying to get a radio show.
Right.
So they'll keep doing it until they get a radio show, and hopefully they'll still have a free podcast, but who knows.
Right.
So I don't know where that was going.
Interesting. All right. Okay, anyway. So next subject here. We're getting off role-playing and onto...
Is video game
video
stuff.
Video games.
I just got Burnout 3 for my Xbox. It's a platinum classic. It's like $20.
That's one of the best games I've ever played for the Xbox.
It is awesome. I'm totally... I was up until 1 in the morning playing it last night. So I get home last night after teaching class. And I get home at about 9:30. And my wife is crashed out, right? I kind of sneak upstairs. She's fully dressed.
Dang! She can't lay one out.
She's fully dressed laying in the bed. And I'm going,
Time
to play some Burnout.
Sleep or Burnout.
So
Burnout.
I start playing at 10, and I don't put it down until midnight, or no, at 1 o'clock. When she wakes up, and I'm like, oh, let's go upstairs.
Nice.
And it's just awesome. It's a fun game. Like, the crash mode is sweet. And it's an arcade racer, and I have a tendency to love arcade racers. I love racers. And actually, racers are one of the rare games that I play to completion. I don't usually play.
I know that's the big difference between you and I game wise. I can't stand racers.
I know.
I
never got that.
Like racers. I love Burnout 3 because you can crash into shit.
Yeah.
And you get points for the most destruction.
Shit. Yeah.
And even while you're racing,
you
get extra points for destroying
things
while you race.
You get turbo boost. Yeah.
So that appeals to me because I'm
right. You like crashing into shit. You like wrecking stuff.
I'm a mushroom cloud land motherfucker.
That's right. Where do we hear that?
Samuel L. Motherfucking Jackson.
Oh, that's right. That was Geeks On with the Star Wars thing.
Those guys kill me.
Yeah, they're funny. Funny stuff. The PSP version 2 update. Oh, I just learned that it will be available in the U.S. in about 12 days.
Yes!
So you won't have to do any of the bullshit. I had to download a file. I don't know if this is legal or not. It's my damn PSP.
Yeah.
I can do anything I want.
They just said not to do it because they weren't sure if you'd mess your iPod up. I don't understand what that is. It's my thing.
Yeah, you wouldn't mess your iPod up, dude. You'd mess your PSP up.
Crap! Yes, my PSP.
We'll edit that out.
That's right.
So, I didn't mess mine up. What I did mess up, well, anybody running like emulators, it's going to mess that up.
Yes.
So
they did that on purpose. They don't want people to.
Oh, sure. And I have a feeling that they planned this because I'll give you a good example. My iPod can read V cards.
Okay.
Which are like a standard contact format.
Yep.
Why the hell can't my PSP read a V card? It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, it's no more confusing than reading an XML file. If you can write a web browser for it, you can write a V card reader. Come on. And so my feeling is that probably 3.0 will have like Outlook integration.
Yeah, they're
going
to add stuff to it. They have to.
Or they'll have integration with, I don't know, Outlook or whatever the fuck's on the Mac. And that way, because the hackers will crack that one so that you can run your NES emulator and your SNES emulator and Genesis emulator.
And they'll keep messing them up by releasing little
And they'll keep messing them up by, and for me, I'm like, oh, web browsing.
Right.
And I did the Wipeout. I did the Wipeout hack where you can get into Wipeout and you can use the web browser and Wipeout.
Sure.
And that was pretty cool. And I thought I could just do that, but it's a hassle, you know?
A hassle.
And this is really cool, and I'm thinking, well, which am I going to do more? Play my NES emulated games or use the web?
Yeah.
And I don't know.
Well,
I figure if I want to play a game on my PSP, I'm just going to get a PSP game for it.
Yeah.
And play that.
And I read something the other day about that, and some guy was talking about emulations and yada, 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 and his point was this. Well, look, if I want to play a shitty old video game, when I can play a brand spanking new, cool, super
sweet
graphics,
ass game,
you know, revved up, crazy game that's brand spanking new, why would I not do that?
Well, because if you have the ROMs already, you have your choice of like 100 SNES games,
right,
for free,
right,
or you have one $50 game that you.
But
can
if
pay,
you have
pay for
30
your
minutes to play a video game or an hour to play a video game, are you gonna play a brand new one or are you gonna play an old one?
And if you've got $250 to spend on a
right.
PSP,
right. So. Well, and here's my thing about the PSP. I think they're going to have the video market spanked. They're going to spank everybody.
The UMDs are coming out.
The UMDs, all that stuff,
yeah.
And it's great. Yeah. Their problem is they're never going to be competitive against the iPod because their memory costs too damn much.
Yeah.
When you can get a 24-gig iPod for, what, $250?
$250, yeah.
You know,
no, it's $350.
But still.
Yeah.
It'll cost you $350 just to get a 24-gigabyte
yeah.
card
and
to
it's,
put in.
And it's too big. And it's just really not meant for it. Like,
right.
You can't have playlists.
Right.
Now, this is
yet.
This is another thing, 3.0, I guarantee he's going to have playlists. But that's one of the things that bums me out about the iPod. Yeah, you can put them in different folders, or about the PSP. You can put them in different folders and stuff like that, but why? I want a playlist. I like
right.
want an in-my-car playlist and stuff. Ooh, I'll review the FM transceivers next one, too.
Okay.
Moving on. It's getting boring.
PSP is cool, by the way. I highly recommend getting one.
Yeah, PSP is sweet. For just about anything.
It's great
videos.
Because you can play them on the shitter.
Yeah.
Playing a video game on the
yeah,
shitter
dude.
Is just a little slice of heaven.
Yeah. I just need to figure out a way to have my legs not fall asleep.
I know. I'm going to invent something like that.
That'd be awesome.
Some device you can use.
Maybe it's like a little massager that attaches to your legs that fucking rolls the...
The bathroom buddy.
The bathroom buddy. And it's a leg massager.
That keeps the blood
yeah.
flowing in your legs.
It goes... Wah. No, maybe that wouldn't.
All right.
Anyway, what's on to there? The next one. The 360 is $300.
Yeah.
The Xbox 360, I think that Microsoft leaked this intentionally because I think most people were thinking it was going to be $400 or $500. And that's what I thought it was. I was sure it was going to be $400 or $500 and fuck off, I was going to buy one. Right? I've got an Xbox, a PS2, and a GameCube, a PSP, and a DS.
And
I'm a whore.
Your little listening device, your iPod.
My iPod. And I got games on my
right.
cell phone.
Yeah, you're a fucking freak.
Yeah. Yeah, talk about ADD, dude. If I'm not constantly stimulated, I go out of my mind. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's the drugs. No. So, anyway, now that it's $300, I'm kind of scratching my head thinking, if I sold my GameCube and I sold my PS2... maybe I could get...
Well, you know, you could sell your Xbox if the fucking Xbox 360 was compatible with backwards games.
Yeah, I don't care, dude. I don't care that much about backwards compatibility because I'm probably going to get two or three games for my Xbox 360. And I
still
drives
me crazy.
The PS2 is backward compatible with the PS1, and I never played my PS1 games once I got a PS2. And I think that has to do with launch titles and stuff.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I was telling a lot of people that I wasn't going to buy a 360, and then somebody asked me, they were like, what about when Halo 3 comes out? And I was like, oh, shit.
You'll get one.
I'm going to need to have
you
a
You need to get one because I need to come over and play
Halo 3.
Because I'm buying the PS3.
And I want to buy a PS3.
And I'll tell you what. And this is I read an interesting article in one of my entertainment magazines, I think, about who's the owner of Sony.
I don't know.
Ken somebody.
Fucking Yamo Mamaguchi.
Yamo Mamaguchi was talking about Sony, and he talked about the fact that they released the PSP, and people said, look, nobody's going to buy this thing. It's overpriced.
Right.
$250 for the PSP.
Boom.
And
they
flew off the shelves. They couldn't keep them stocked.
I think they're still not selling as well as the DS, though, interestingly enough.
Well, but his point was this. If people want something, they'll buy it. If it's a good, product, people will buy it. I mean,
what if it were $5? If the PSP had been $5, would you have bought one?
No,
not me.
But it's not worth $5. But it is worth $250.
I think so too.
And I think with everything that I know and have learned about a PS3, I'd pay $500 for a PS3.
I don't know, man.
I bet it'll be close to $500.
Yeah,
that's my guess.
Well, one of the down things I've heard about both next gen systems. Both, not including the Revolution, by the way, which I think a lot of people are remiss in not mentioning. Anyway, I've heard that they really focused on the graphics engines. Everything else is pretty much the same.
Right.
So all your physics, all your AI.
Well, that's the thing that was holding them back before, though, was the ability to process.
I don't know, dude. Physics and AI and fucking, I don't know. Not having invisible walls, I know that's game design, but I think physics and AI, AI especially, is key to having a good game.
But those aren't a function of the hardware. Those are a function of the programmer making a good application.
No.
Yeah, your AI is
a function
not,
of the CPU.
Well, right, but the CPUs and stuff like that. I mean,
if you've only got so much horsepower to deal with, if, for example,
I don't think they have a problem.
You want
running
300 guys on the screen,
yes,
right? And you want 300 guys doing all different shit based on their AI programs. Guess what? Too fucking many guys. It's probably too. I mean, it might not be too many polygons now because they got all the graphics
right.
stuff worked out. But if you have all those AI programs running at the same time, it
I don't
might be
think
too much
that
horsepower.
I don't think that running all that AI and stuff like that was ever a thing that was pushing the system to a point of failure. I don't think they ever took full advantage of that stuff because they didn't have any need. Because they couldn't push that AI capability because they couldn't draw that many polygons on the screen anyway, so why even do it?
Yeah. Cocksmokers.
I know.
Anyway.
They're getting there.
So, $300. I'm going to have to talk my wife into letting me buy one. Especially when Halo 3 comes out.
That would be sweet.
I'm going to want one bad.
All right.
Bastards.
What do we got?
Making me buy another system.
I know.
And, of course, I got to sell my other shit now.
Yes.
Because
it's
going to work with dog
crap in a year.
Yeah. eBay.
Thank you, eBay.
And I think our last one for the day, maybe.
Last topic. Last topic.
IGN Top 100 Games. IGN came out with a list
of
what
they
think.
Shit, I didn't read that. You just added that.
I just added that.
You fucker.
I just added that.
I didn't even get a chance to look at the list.
Did we talk? We didn't talk. Oh, the upgrade for the fucking PSP. The web browser is pretty sweet.
Yeah, we're using it right now. It is.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
It's got good.
Some of the stuff. Ooh, continue.
Not going to even advertise.
Yeah.
Yes, but I heard that and it looks cool.
It's pretty cool. It's easy to use. It supports tabbed browsing.
That's what I heard.
They give you 3 tabs, and you can tab through the stuff,
which is sweet.
The pages.
Yeah, that's right. We knew what you were talking about.
Yeah, I think I'm getting burned here. So, it's pretty cool. Oh, you can do – let me show you this since this is our last topic. It don't matter, man. Get the exit out of here. Close it.
Clickety, 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 clack, clack.
So you can do
– Oh, now you can put a desktop on
You can put a desktop on there, which is lame. You should have been able to do it anyway.
Right. Browse the web.
The photos now, you can do pings or PNGs.
Yep.
GIFs,
yep.
Bitmaps,
Nice.
The audio supports WAV files.
Ah, good.
But not OGG. Eh, I don't care about OGG. The fuck does OGG?
Right.
Jeff does OGG.
Of course he
everything
does.
Everything's OGG. He's like, OGG this, OGG that, blah, blah, blah.
OGG him.
Yeah. So, anyway, top 100. And I was hoping to, like, pull up the top 100. You know what made the top?
What?
Super Mario Brothers.
Of course.
It's a good game.
That game is a good game. Brilliant.
Second was Zelda Ocarina of Time.
That was also a very good game.
Which I have, you know, my only problem with Zelda Ocarina of Time is that it is the, my wife likes to watch me play video games and, like, kibitz, sort of, backseat play, if you will.
Sure.
Which I don't mind. I mean, it's better than watching TV, in my opinion.
Right.
So. Anyway, the first game that we did that with was Ocarina of Time. Which, obviously, according to IGN, is, you know, the best game that's ever existed. Or it's the second best. So now her expectations are so high for video games that it's tough for her to stay focused watching me play other video games.
Yeah.
Because she's like, ugh. She was so disappointed in, well, she watched Wind Waker. She watched me play Wind Waker, which was a good game. It was a great game, but like halfway through, her interest kind of waned, and she just not interested anymore.
Lost interest.
Yeah. So I'm interested in playing Resident Evil 4 because I've heard that is just awesome.
My buddy Mike from work rented that for the GameCube.
I've been trying to rent it. It's always out.
Yep. He got a copy of that for the GameCube. They put about 6 to 8 hours in it, and then his dog ate his little save card. So they lost all that, but he said it was pretty good. He said that it wasn't as scary as the other ones. You know, like the other ones.
None of them were really all that scary.
Walk by. Well, when you're sitting in a dark room and purposely set yourself up.
Fucking the dogs jump through the window.
Right. You walk by one way and you're like, haha, nothing came out that window. Yeah. I'm safe. And
bam.
You walk back and boom through the window and you're crap.
That did make me jump a couple of times.
Yeah.
Not quite as jumpy, huh?
Right. So what else made the top 10? Mike Tyson's Punch-Out? I love that game.
I don't know. See, and I can't get
to know.
Okay, downside of the web browser is it is not compatible with all fucking features.
It's not compatible with Flash, although they said they're going to have a placeholder. All right, we'll cover the top 10 or top 100 games on our next episode.
We'll cover all 100 of them.
All 100. That will be exciting for everyone.
Yeah, it's going to be a four-hour podcast.
Yeah, we'll have exhaustive details on every of the 100 games.
No, I don't.
All right. And since we're going to do everything bass backwards, because that's just the way we are, we can do our introductions right now, since then we know who we are.
Nah, I don't know if anybody. I'm Dan, software developer at a local company.
Teacher.
I'm also a teacher. I teach C++ at the local community college. I am a writer and a pimp. And an astronaut as well.
Very nice.
Thank you.
I'm Sterling. I'm also a programmer specializing
You're Sterling and you're a programmer.
And,
okay.
Yeah, I specialize in web stuff. I make the user interface for jukeboxes. I'm just an all-around cool guy, badass motherfucker to the extreme.
And to the max.
To the max. Extreme is not quite as good as
no,
the max.
No, dude. Any word that's got an X in it is now
right.
Old.
I am also a sniper in my spare time, as well as special forces training for... Special force things, and astronauts.
Because you can't talk about it.
Right. I could talk about it, but then I'd have to kill you.
Right. All of you.
Right.
Wow, dude. Should we really threaten to kill the entire audience? That's probably bad.
All one of them?
Yeah. since we're the only audience...
All right. Well, thanks for listening.
See ya.